Thank you for the pause.
Now, these ones have been every day hoping there would be a response to my response. I made sure all of this took place before that election so that there would all documentation would be there prior to the fact. So that we would not be sitting in this room saying, well, yeah, in retrospect, Commander. We did it in advance so you would know it was not set up. But then what is set up mean? Don't you think in God's plan that everything has been structured since long before you got here this 198,000th time? But we go with the free will choices of man at any given segment of his experience. And it's going to get rougher. And therefore Pollyanna maybe doesn't have a place in the room. It will not get better without your doing something to make it get better. I don't want anybody in here just on faith. Well, I just, you know, so-and-so says you're okay, so on faith I believe you. Why would you do that? You have faith in one thing, and that's God of light, and that He knows because He created. Anything else you find out about. Well, why didn't you tell us? Why would I tell you? You wouldn't have gotten your lesson. You pray to me for a higher and greater cause of action. And that's what you're going to get. And I will not compromise that to suit your fancy needs. Never. I will let you play your games. I will even let one call the servant of God a Judas goat because I find it amusing. I wish that you really could find how funny I think it is. Especially since the Judas goat that he refers to wasn't even the one he thinks it was. And if he bothered to find out, he would know better. Irritated all right up and over my 9.5-foot ears. Also equally as appreciative that he really played his part so well. He thinks he's pulled mankind away from God and into more direction of the patriot. Precious ones, he's only made a fool of himself. I didn't make a fool of him. Only self can make a fool of self. And he's already in great remorse for having done so. And if he would be man enough, he would respond with apology, at least to you ones, for having insulted you. What he does with God is between he and God. These ones, of course, would have hoped that he would write so that they could share in whatever he and I might have to say. I'm sorry, that's between he and I also, unless he chooses to write differently. Now we have a different kind of thing for you to wait and see. He has surrounded himself with the Phoenix Club. You know, the bunch of economic advisors that have damaged your system as badly as any other. One element, including the New World Order, they played hand in hand in it. And those born again evangelists, Grimes is like an innocent baby looking for his way, and they tell him, oh, Grimes, my goodness, you know, you are really, those are evil beings over there. What is going to happen is, if nothing else, this very day, there are one or two who absolutely, unequivocally know exactly who I am, and I thank you. Because you were also searching around in doubts. You won't ever be done with those doubts. But you are learning how to do away with the doubting through knowing. And it's taken a long time in 66 volumes to do it. Oh, yes, there's patriotism. And I know that many of you were disappointed when I wrote and said, I'm not a patriot writer. I'm not, this is not, The Liberator is not a patriot journal. I'm bringing the Word of God. And you've got to find out all these other things, or you don't have the vaguest notion of what to do to find your way or to reclaim that which is yours. And now I will turn this over, because I want Dorma to hear it. Writing it, speaking it is not the same thing as hearing it. And I want her to hear my response to James Grimes.
Monday, November the 2nd, 1992. To Commander James Grimes from Commander Yorgos Hatton. In the same tone as given to me, sir, get your intelligence out of your assets and come into the professional maturity of the task at hand. My people have stood aside and supported you to the very last of their ability to do so. And you would walk out on those ones now? New World Order, third option? What, sir, do you represent? God? I think not, son. You would have this nation fall without ability to reclaim itself for your holier-than-thou perception that you know it all. You know almost nothing. As the election is rigged, you cannot win. Think you that you can then somehow storm the White House with machine guns and bury those bastards in flags? Sir, stand and think. You see, son, I care not one whit what you think regarding a 9.5-foot reptilian space Judas goat. But I promise you this much this day, if I be the Judas goat, what be ye who would sacrifice all possibility of regaining this nation through constitutional means by your own ego tyranny of your type of house cleaning? For you will never be allowed to get close enough to clean anything. If Ross Perot can get elected, the people will make sure he calls on you, and that is for which I have petitioned. Perhaps in your anger at God, you lost your ability to read. What do you think you will gain by Bush, and or especially Clinton, getting reelected? Well, that is what is coming down, and worse. If you cannot see it, then you most certainly have been remiss in your connections with God. I ask that you reread your message to me and see if that truly is a message of one mature commander, even to another, much less to him who leads the hosts of God. You would bless me with the chains of tyranny upon my back? Sir, I have no back upon which they shall rest. It will be through such ignorance as your word, as you respond, which will cost the man of this planet all hope of freedom. Resignation? You certainly do not know me, sir. I have only begun to fight with a full recognition of what can be accomplished if the game is played for the best and highest good, and not through the perceptions of that which would be nice to gain. It is staged intentionally so that you cannot win by reasonable means. Does that mean that perhaps you could if certain things came to be? Of course you could, because with God all things are possible. But is it likely? Not the way the people are thinking and acting. Perhaps the miracle would happen, but then what would you do? Perot can win with the very fixed game they have rigged, if enough of you demand it. At least then you could cause a stink in this nation that would foul the air into the cosmos if change is not brought about. I think, sir, that you have been too busy to see that which God has been about. I have never left my spaceship, and it is not me who has gone from the Patriots. You are correct, Commander. God has no limitations, but you have just called him a Judas goat. What is your gift of birthright? What mean you that you will not trade his gift of birthright for anything less? You are offering that to your people who have fought and clung to the hope of awakening this nation. You are perhaps angry that they awakened not to you, and that it took a billionaire to play the game as well as the serpents in power, and to stand firm, whatever that means, as in right or wrong, ability to win or lose. You would stand firm for that what is right, regardless of the odds. You would pull all down into loss with no ability to cut inroads within the system and be heard. For what? So you could pronounce your form of rights upon the people, come hell or high water? No, sir, I don't think so. Bo, you were chosen, and because it doesn't unfold in the way you perceived it to be in righteousness, does not mean it is not unfolding in the way God can see the unfolding. It reminds me, as with you, of the child who wants the chocolate pie and can't get it. He is not willing to have the vanilla and then add the chocolate. He will have it now or go to his death. For what? To be a hero of some kind? God, man, we need to get some of your brothers out of prison before they are slain. And a lot of thought is going to rest in actions pending the outcome of this election. How dare I act as a benevolent advisor to mankind while urging them to support a billion-dollar clown who would rewrite our Constitution? Does it mean that because I do not serve in the benevolent attitude you prefer, that I suddenly am Satan? I suggest you sit with God a while and see what you have said and done in this instance. This man would surround himself with CFR communist clones and become an antichrist? With whom do you surround yourself? Reptilian, pronouncing liars? Chameleon, it is not I who has changed and pronounces judgment on everyone save self. But in the doing so, have ye pronounced it upon self? And worse, you do it in the name of Jesus. How dare you make judgments in the very name of him who never judges? Warrior, there are many kinds of warriors, and the ones who win the battles do not do it with machine guns. And how dare you, sir, suggest that it is you, that it is what you choose, which shall be pardonable or unpardonable? It is a mighty and great man who can handle the load and responsibility placed in your care. At this point, you prove that you are not what you claim to be, for the mouth says, quote, in the name of and in service to God and country, and when it doesn't go your perceived way to truth and final hill-taking, you blow it out your ear with smug accusations. If this be a test for my scribe and people, they passed it. I wonder, sir, if you shall. I suggest you go back after you cool down a bit and read what I have offered, like about last Wednesday. You judge, you shoot from the hip, and you frankly make a fool of self. You turn about and kick God in the teeth for supporting you in the first place. Do you think this has been fun and games for these workers? How can I continue to ask these grasping and struggling masses to trust you if this be a sign of your unwillingness to even find out about that which I have offered? A planet of mankind rests upon what is done in these political games of this day, and to place yourself above that cause is acting in purely chameleon colors, Commander Greitz. Where will you lead these people? Could you do it? Yes. Without God, no. Sir, by this response to me, I can guarantee that what you think you have and what you have are two very different things. We can win this war if we work as one in unity and in total unselfish effort, but if the battle is all so damned important to you that you cannot see the goal for the moment, then it would be noted you are not the man I know you are. But it is not my choice. What are you going to tell the children to do on Wednesday when Clinton, the total tool of evil, is in the seated throne? What is planned by these evil human but satanic guided robots is unthinkable between now and January. I repeat, what will you do on Wednesday? At least if you could have a sweep with parole big enough to bury the fixed election machinery, there would be a prayer of action on Wednesday because the people would have seen that they could do it. Don't give to me the stand firm for what is regardless of the odds, for what is right regardless of the odds. Good grief, what do you suggest? Why don't we just blow the suckers away? Is that more godly? According to who? These jerks have made a good man mad, and he has to listen now, even if he had not originally planned it that way. Yes, and he will probably pardon Bush or something else stupid. But who said the man has not awakened to the errors of his own directions? What has he been told about you? You are represented as a rebel, a wild man, a crazy white supremacist, etc., ad nauseam. Do the accusations make it true? You had better consider all that good information on the perchance it might not be so 100%. So, sometimes one must lose in order to win. Ponder it. Where is this man who said to be hamstrung by a presidency would be terrible? What has changed? Not I, sir, not I. The people will start on your next campaign on Wednesday, and or if Perot gets in, they will demand that he get you at any cost. Listen until he understands what you have to say, and take action, or this nation is going into the dung heap because the patriots cannot rise up against the Russians, who have just bought your nation for the price of the national debt. I suggest you start reading right now, and then perhaps we can discuss this as gentlemen. It matters not to me either way, brother, for I intend to get my mission done, and together we could do it. Yes, we can get these bastards, and that doesn't even mean what your so-called satanic Webster's dictionary defines it as being, caught in their own stupid traps, but not if they still wield all the power. Now, James, you go forth and do whatever you want to do, but you had best think very, very hard in the presence of God of lighted creation, for you are working with a grinning Satan about your neck and shoulders. Obviously, you do not have your faith in God as you so state. You are judging, accusing, and blindly striking out at something you don't even understand or know. How in the devil did you think God and hosts would get to your place? I further have the responsibility of keeping you searchers alive while we come to confrontation of the truth of this journey. If you represent the company of patriots, then I suggest you will never win this war, lest everyone get killed dead. To change the system, especially the judicial corruption of the anti-God, means you have to get inside the system to do so. They have it rigged. Correction. They have rigged it so that you cannot. Even if you won hands down in counting, they will not even allow the public to ever know of such. It is so bad that even if Perot wins by sweeping the nation, they still have covered the polls and the computers to show him as losing. They have managed to keep your names even off the airwaves of the television circuits. You want God to perform a miracle of some sort? No, you don't. You want him to respond as you think would be the best way, even if it is not. Don't come to me in your judgment of saying, if I be who you project I might be, sir, I think it would have been far wiser to be nicer to me. You are most fortunate that I am who I say I am, and I come in the service of Christ God. I have told ones to vote at all costs for you right up until this past 10 days when they put the final satellites into orbit which can blow away your nation and will. They have to think again about it, about that, if change comes in demand from the public. If that be too selfish for your colors, Bo, then I suggest you go wither and rot in the trenches where the ones who refuse to accept truth wallow in their anger that the world is not different on their terms. I am no more interested in you than I am in the least child in Somalia or East Los Angeles. Does that make me a Judas goat? I ask you in like words, quote, you would have those who supposedly care about, you would have those you supposedly care about follow an evil of lessers rather than stand firm for what is right regardless of the odds? Who decided it was a lesser or evil? Where, sir, did you come by all of your wondrous and untainted information? A godly being cannot be robotized, but he sure can be made to see the light, and you had best think about it. Come off the ivory throne and look at the battlefield and consider how better to take this hill. If you perceive that to act an intelligent challenge is your perception of trading birthright for anything else, Hatan, then I think you are not the leader for this challenge at any rate, and I am deeply sorry that I have asked a planet to support you. You have no right, much less duty, to decide what is best for your brother, for your perception is not necessarily best for him. It would seem to me that more sacrifices in the form of Vicky Weaver and Sam is asking too much from even a staunch warrior patriot. Why don't we just shoot everybody now and get it over with? Since you wrote this fax to Hatton, H-A-T-O-N, then I suggest it was not intended for Dharma, who serves to the very best of her ability? Or was it aimed at a crowd who gave up their own incomes to give you a rally and have worked for you day and night since? How dare you insult these people who have served you in truth and honor? Perhaps you should actually return to the imbeciles who tout stupid disinformation about what is happening here. They do not speak of God. They speak of things evil and satanic, and you have obviously fallen into the trap. You do, sir, that which you wish. I shall do everything in my power allowed to get change through wisdom into a possible position to make change. There are too many who will pay too dearly for supporting such as you to leave them unattended to the best of my command ability. But you had best be careful who you kiss off, because when ordered away, I go. And if in truth of demand and intent, goes with me the shield. I only ask that you strip away the hurt and anger and commune with God about this in intelligent light of action, which can give the plum. Nobody told you it would be easy, so what in the name of God are you squawking about? You are proving by this very letter back to me, in anger and hate, that you are not ready for the run, for you are flunking the testing. I repeat, what you do is your doing, but I intend to save just as many innocent blind lambs as I can, that we can win the war. This is but a tiny battle, but it gives odds too great for most to surmount into the hands of the adversary. Moreover, you have doubted me for long, and that disappoints you? Well, too bad. Do you walk out on God also? So be it. Dharma, release it, Chila. We do that which we can, and man makes his own choices. It is not your burden, and this one I gladly bear, for this is my son, and I shall allow him his tantrums, for he is made of the metal of the universe, and only tarnished by the pollution of the dimensional plane. If he be of the stuff that leads nations and armies of God, then he shall be tempered from the fire of the furnace. To stay in a hot kitchen, if soon you can escape to the revelry of the battle to lick the wounds, is easy. To stay the course as the kitchen heats is else. I have one last thing at this moment to say to Commander Grimes. I am exactly who I say I am. I come with the Son, who is Christed Sananda, one with God, and I am the father of that Son. Come that my people be reclaimed along with my creations. You, son, had better be very, very sure of what you do. for you are not given all to see and know, and conclusions jumped to in anger and perceived resignation just might be incorrect.
Doesn't keep it from hurting, does it? I'm just a little bit indecisive as to what I will discuss next. I'm going to cover a little bit of what is going on that you can see unfolding that will give you your confirmations. I'm going to share with you that there will be a lot more unveiling of what's going on. I've told you that you're in the process of payoffs, blackmails, all of these things. My first, actually what brought Bogreitz into my own circle were some of the things that I was able to tell to him that he knew no one else knew, especially that day in that restaurant. But there's some interesting things from his own stories of the Golden Triangle that do come under question as to how and why they happened exactly like they did, and what he did in some instances to protect ones higher up. You see, there was one that was his own commander that he didn't want named. When he was in the presence of Kun Sa and had gone back into the Golden Triangle to make these recordings, and Kun Sa started giving off names. Armitage is a very, very high level orchestrator of the drug trade for the CIA and hence your United States. Gates was massively involved. And so you have a few names. At that very time that this great videotape and recording was being made, Bogreitz himself stopped Kun Sa from listing all ones the minute that he got to Armitage. Later he had to answer for that. So he said, well, I was afraid that it would betray my own commander. No, what he was afraid and knew it would betray would be George Bush. And that whole orchestrated mammoth network. And then when that got out of control, yes, there was a lot of honesty. Don't misunderstand what I say here. One's work on orders, and then one's who are trained, try to do it the very best way possible in whatever circumstances. And you can tell what happened here by his response to me, that when told to go against what he already believed and what he saw happening, he would lash out. And he was warned, you do this and you're going to get it, buddy. We'll slap you with some kind of a felony charge that you will not be able to dig out from under ever. Well, once again, you have hit him in his Rambo belly. The hell you will. I'll show you. I've got all this information. I'm going to go public with it. Well, then it's tit for tat. So what did they do? They slapped him with a passport, misuse of passport charge. Now, come on. They issued the passport, so, I mean, does that really hold up? But for you masses of people who are ignorant to the law, especially as they've rewritten it, and they don't tell you what it is, you know. So it sounded okay. It sounded like they were really putting upon him, etc. But the facts are, with any kind of a slap-on charge like that, you have to assume that it cannot be prosecuted. And therefore, with all the flap going on, he would ultimately regain his freedom in one way or another. After all, George Bush, just to shut up Weinberger, is going to pardon him, and they've laid all the groundwork for that. Payoff time. So you get ones equally as clever in their playing the game. The facts are, just because Grites was in Nevada, that's not where you would charge and hold a trial for a federal offense. You hold it where the crime is committed. That would have put it in Los Angeles. It had to be thrown out of court, precious ones, because it was in the wrong venue. It would not hold up, even in your corrupt courts. And they don't want you to know that yet. Did Grites know it? Very probably not. When they tell you something and you don't know anything about the system, but all the rest of the story doesn't make sense. What was this attorney's name that ended up coming down? Maddox, the prosecutor? He stood and was recorded on the steps saying, and Bo loves to throw this one around, George Bush called me on the telephone and told me to get Bo Grites. Well, of course, I have this simple wit that says, well, get him for what? At that point, Bo Grites had protected him from any ability to prove anything against him. But when questioned, Maddox later denied that, said I was being sarcastic. The facts are he repeated it, and it's recorded. Videotapes are pretty good. Video and audio tapes are pretty good. There's another tape that Bo Grites certainly does not want spread around. He made some pretty rash, crude, miserable statements during the Weaver situation. When questioned about it later, he said Weaver was such a wimp and a nothing that he didn't even want him. He wouldn't have him in his command. I am paraphrasing. It's not what he said. What he said was stronger. Then he said he didn't know Weaver. When he'd already told ones involved with him trying to do something like McLam, man, the stories were going around so fast that everybody's head was whirling. The facts are he knows this man very, very, very well, and Weaver knows enough to hang them all. Weaver didn't play ball with them. They wanted to send him in into the white supremacist operation. And there's a lot of stuff going on in that area. Under the guise of the United Nations. There's a whole hotbed of, quote, patriot special forces that were ready to rally. You just damn near had a revolution to in them all. And now you see, you are not dealing with a government. You are dealing with the Antichrist. And that one comes right out of the Khazarian tribes. I'll get around to, as we can find time, to outlay the structure of the Russian hierarchy and how all of this has come to be, from the Romanovs to the Bolsheviks, which then left Russia and took over the United States of America. Dorma's head swims. She comes up from writing and she says, "My God in heaven, what have I done? How can it be that I was just born a poor sharecropper in Texas?" Isn't that a good one? Isn't that what they all say? I was just a little sharecropper. Well, actually, that's what it was. Grandpa was a Baptist preacher who really believed in God, and says to this little kid who no longer has a family and sort of a tag on, you know, the 11th in the family, accepted that way. And he says, "Regardless of whatever happens in your life, precious, don't ever be a hypocrite, because that means you lie to yourself. Don't ever lie to yourself." And this was in answer to her little tearful face, who said, "Grandpa, I go to church and I listen to you, and I cannot believe that all the things on the earth got onto an ark. And I can't believe that Mr. Jonah could spend 3 days in a whale stomach. And most of you can smile at this because you felt the same way. And it's a wise person who says to the child, honey, we all have to use reason. And someday it will come clear." Well, I don't think he ever anticipated it would come clear in this method. Most of you don't. But she says, from a little sharecropper in Texas, "I'm going to have to now be involved with the Tsar's family of Russia? Isn't this getting just a bit nuts? We've gone through the CIA, we have gone through all of this undercover stuff, and now we have to take up the lying, thieving, stealing Bolsheviks? Well, they're your neighbors. And now they've taken over your military and your nation. And the patriots, in their ignorance, are playing right into their hands. They're doing exactly what they're being ordered to do under the Khazarian influence, right out of Israel, cause discord. And how do you do that? You start causing rebel rousing in the white supremacy groups. Most of the white separatists, for goodness sakes, are only saying, "Hey, we were born white. I mean, why wouldn't we be white? Why wouldn't we at least appreciate it? Everybody else wants to be it. Why can't we just at least appreciate it?" Because you must dilute to control. And this is what the Khazarians were the very best at. And what did you do to the Germans? You sent in massive numbers of black troops to interbreed and dilute the German race. Far-fetched? Go check your records. You just had, 2 days ago, a black man beaten to death by police officers with a flashlight yet in Detroit. Made Rodney King look like nothing. They killed this man. they're starting the racial wars. And you've got another biggie coming with all the payoffs, buy-offs, etc., and all the cover-ups that have gone on. Bill Clinton knew all about it. Bill Clinton knew long before the ending of that election. A little hoarse voice is nothing to gain the plum he thought he would get. But it means he's got to absolutely play ball without one squeak back at what they've done and what they've orchestrated and what they will continue to do. You didn't get change, you got more oppression, more cover-up. And now there is documentation that Clinton knew all along that he was a part of the major cover-up of Bush. And some other patriots are going to spring that on the grand jury system. Well, you've got some real optimists amongst your brothers. And I want you to be very careful. And I want you to use all of the clues. I, too, have said, if there be worthy information from one like Joseph Pavlonsky, and now it makes more sense why he would be in Bakersfield, doesn't it? He had to get out here because we were going to uncover the Russian element of the Tsar's family. And some of the best information that you're going to find is going to come right from one in Bakersfield. And yet it makes your head swim, doesn't it? The other part of the information comes via France. I don't know what it does to you. Dorma just, you know, what else is new today? And then I know it's overwhelming to realize you're sitting in the middle of it. But isn't it nice to know you're still sitting in the middle of it? Doesn't that tell you something? Coleman has a great business now, coming out with more books. Do I suggest you get them or not? Depends on whether or not you want to waste $20 or $25. It's old stuff. There's nothing new. Why would you do that? It's good. Go get it if you want it. For $170, you can get 12 issues of the Insider's Review. I can't imagine why you would do it. Does that make it invalid? No. A lot of good stuff in it, but it's all old. So now ones wishing to make their road progressive documentation so that legitimately can bring some legal action, I have to tell you how gullible people are. One who has invested the most out of Hawaii has said, I'm taking the paper over for John Coleman. And EJ says, what in the world would you do that for? Well, because, you know, there is some good stuff in here. And I know that you ones have some flap going, but flap? This man's a Mossad agent. He's a liar and a thief. Did he not take off from here after lying to the police and take your property with him? I don't mean just Oberle's property. I mean your property. Is this standing for right that Mr. Greitz would speak of? said you can negotiate, you cannot compromise truth. And yes, if there is something valid and useful that can help pull this system down into confrontation with its evilness, so be it. But when you are working in a system that is already so blatantly corrupt that they will take a house from old people just to prove they can do it as a lesson.
Thank you for the pause.
Now these ones have been every day hoping there would be a response to my response. I made sure all of this took place before that election so that there would all documentation would be there prior to the fact. So that we would not be sitting in this room saying, well, yeah, in retrospect, Commander. We did it in advance so you would know it was not set up. But then what is set up mean? Don't you think in God's plan that everything has been structured since long before you got here this 198,000th time? But we go with the free will choices of man at any given segment of his experience. And it's going to get rougher. And therefore, Pollyanna maybe doesn't have a place in the room. It will not get better without your doing something to make it get better. I don't want anybody in here just on faith. Well, I just, you know, so-and-so says you're okay, so on faith I believe you. Why would you do that? You have faith in one thing, and that's God of light, and that he knows because he created. Anything else you find out about. Well, why didn't you tell us? Why would I tell you? You wouldn't have gotten your lesson. You pray to me for a higher and greater cause of action. And that's what you're going to get. And I will not compromise that to suit your fancy needs. Never. I will let you play your games. I will even let one call the servant of God a Judas goat because I find it amusing. I wish that you really could find how funny I think it is. Especially since the Judas goat that he refers to wasn't even the one he thinks it was. And if he bothered to find out, he would know better. Irritated, oh, right up and over my 9.5-foot ears. Also, equally as appreciative that he really played his part so well. He thinks he's pulled mankind away from God and into more direction of the patriot. Precious ones, he's only made a fool of himself. I didn't make a fool of him. Only self can make a fool of self. And he's already in great remorse for having done so. And if he would be man enough, he would respond with apology, at least to you once, for having insulted you. What he does with God is between he and God. These ones, of course, would have hoped that he would write so that they could share in whatever he and I might have to say. I'm sorry, that's between he and I also, unless he chooses to write differently. Now, we have a different kind of thing for you to wait and see. He has surrounded himself with the Phoenix Club, you know, the bunch of economic advisors that have damaged your system as badly as any other one element, including the New World Order. They played hand in hand in it. And those born again evangelists, Grites is like an innocent baby looking for his way, and they tell him, oh, Grites, my goodness, you know, you are really, those are evil beings over there. What is going to happen is, if nothing else, this very day, there are one or two who absolutely, unequivocally know exactly who I am, and I thank you, because you were also searching around in doubts. You won't ever be done with those doubts. But you are learning how to do away with the doubting through knowing. And it's taken a long time in 66 volumes to do it. Oh, yes, there's patriotism. And I know that many of you were disappointed when I wrote and said, I'm not a patriot writer. I'm not, this is not, The Liberator is not a patriot journal. I'm bringing the Word of God. And you've got to find out all these other things, or you don't have the vaguest notion of what to do to find your way or to reclaim that which is yours. And now I will turn this over, because I want Dorma to hear it. Writing it, speaking it is not the same thing as hearing it. And I want her to hear my response to James Gratz.
Monday, November the 2nd, 1992. To Commander James Gratz from Commander Yorgos Hatan. In the same tone as given to me, sir, get your intelligence out of your assets and come into the professional maturity of the task at hand. My people have stood aside and supported you to the very last of their ability to do so. And you would walk out on those ones now? New World Order, third option? What, sir, do you represent? God? I think not, son. You would have this nation fall without ability to reclaim itself for your holier-than-thou perception that you know it all. You know almost nothing. As the election is rigged, you cannot win. Think you that you can then somehow storm the White House with machine guns and bury those bastards in flags? Sir, stand and think. You see, son, I care not one whit what you think regarding a 9.5-foot reptilian space Judas goat. But I promise you this much this day, if I be the Judas goat, what be ye who would sacrifice all possibility of regaining this nation through constitutional means by your own ego-tyranny of your type of house cleaning? For you will never be allowed to get close enough to clean anything. If Ross Perot can get elected, the people will make sure he calls on you, and that is for which I have petitioned. Perhaps in your anger at God, you lost your ability to read. What do you think you will gain by Bush, and or especially Clinton, getting reelected? Well, that is what is coming down, and worse. If you cannot see it, then you most certainly have been remiss in your connections with God. I ask that you reread your message to me and see if that truly is a message of one mature commander even to another, much less to him who leads the hosts of God. You would bless me with the chains of tyranny upon my back? Sir, I have no back upon which they shall rest. It will be through such ignorance as your word, as you respond, which will cost the man of this planet all hope of freedom. Resignation? You certainly do not know me, sir. I have only begun to fight with a full recognition of what can be accomplished if the game is played for the best and highest good, and not through the perceptions of that which would be nice to gain. It is staged intentionally so that you cannot win by reasonable means. Does that mean that perhaps you could if certain things came to be? Of course you could, because with God all things are possible. But is it likely? Not the way the people are thinking and acting. Perhaps the miracle would happen, but then what would you do? Perot can win with the very fixed game they have rigged, if enough of you demand it. At least then you could cause a stink in this nation that would foul the air into the cosmos if change is not brought about. I think, sir, that you have been too busy to see that which God has been about. I have never left my spaceship, and it is not me who has gone from the Patriots. You are correct, Commander. God has no limitations, but you have just called him a Judas goat. What is your gift of birthright? What mean you that you will not trade his gift of birthright for anything less? You are offering that to your people who have fought and clung to the hope of awakening this nation. You are perhaps angry that they awakened not to you, and that it took a billionaire to play the game as well as the serpents in power, and to stand firm, whatever that means, as in right or wrong, ability to win or lose. You would stand firm for that what is right, regardless of the odds. You would pull all down into loss with no ability to cut inroads within the system and be heard. For what? So you could pronounce your form of rights upon the people, come hell or high water? No, sir, I don't think so. Bo, you were chosen, and because it doesn't unfold in the way you perceived it to be in righteousness, does not mean it is not unfolding in the way God can see the unfolding. It reminds me, as with you, of the child who wants the chocolate pie and can't get it. He is not willing to have the vanilla and then add the chocolate. He will have it now or go to his death. For what? To be a hero of some kind? God, man, we need to get some of your brothers out of prison before they are slain. And a lot of thought is going to rest in actions pending the outcome of this election. How dare I act as a benevolent advisor to mankind while urging them to support a billion-dollar clown who would rewrite our Constitution? Does it mean that because I do not serve in the benevolent attitude you prefer, that I suddenly am Satan? I suggest you sit with God a while and see what you have said and done in this instance. This man would surround himself with CFR communist clones and become an antichrist? With whom do you surround yourself? Reptilian, pronouncing liars? Chameleon, it is not I who has changed and pronounces judgment on everyone save self. But in the doing so, have ye pronounced it upon self? And worse, you do it in the name of Jesus. How dare you make judgments in the very name of him who never judges? Warrior, there are many kinds of warriors, and the ones who win the battles do not do it with machine guns. And how dare you, sir, suggest that it is you, that it is what you choose, which shall be pardonable or unpardonable. It is a mighty and great man who can handle the load and responsibility placed in your care. At this point, you prove that you are not what you claim to be, for the mouth says, quote, in the name of and in service to God and country. And when it doesn't go your perceived way to truth and final hill-taking, You blow it out your ear with smug accusations. If this be a test for my scribe and people, they passed it. I wonder, sir, if you shall. I suggest you go back after you cool down a bit and read what I have offered, like about last Wednesday. You judge, you shoot from the hip, and you frankly make a fool of self. You turn about and kick God in the teeth for supporting you in the first place. Do you think this has been fun and games for these workers? How can I continue to ask these grasping and struggling masses to trust you if this be a sign of your unwillingness to even find out about that which I have offered? A planet of mankind rests upon what is done in these political games of this day, and to place yourself above that cause is acting in purely chameleon colors, Commander Greitz. Where will you lead these people? Could you do it? Yes. Without God, no. Sir, by this response to me, I can guarantee that what you think you have and what you have are two very different things. We can win this war if we work as one in unity and in total unselfish effort, but if the battle is all so damned important to you that you cannot see the goal for the moment, then it would be noted you are not the man I know you are, but it is not my choice. What are you going to tell the children to do on Wednesday when Clinton, the total tool of evil, is in the seated throne? What is planned by these evil human but satanic guided robots is unthinkable between now and January. I repeat, what will you do on Wednesday? At least if you could have a sweep with parole big enough to bury the fixed election machinery, there would be a prayer of action on Wednesday, because the people would have seen that they could do it. Don't give to me the stand firm for what is regardless of the odds, for what is right regardless of the odds. Good grief, what do you suggest? Why don't we just blow the suckers away? Is that more godly? According to who? These jerks have made a good man mad, and he has to listen now, even if he had not originally planned it that way. Yes, and he will probably pardon Bush or something else stupid. But who said the man has not awakened to the errors of his own directions? What has he been told about you? You are represented as a rebel, a wild man, a crazy white supremacist, etc., ad nauseam. Do the accusations make it true? You had better consider all that good information on the perchance it might not be so 100%. So, sometimes one must lose in order to win. Ponder it. Where is this man who said to be hamstrung by a presidency would be terrible? What has changed? Not I, sir, not I. The people will start on your next campaign on Wednesday, and or if Perot gets in, they will demand that he get you at any cost. Listen until he understands what you have to say, and take action. Or this nation is going into the dung heap because the patriots cannot rise up against the Russians, who have just bought your nation for the price of the national debt. I suggest you start reading right now, and then perhaps we can discuss this as gentlemen. It matters not to me either way, brother, for I intend to get my mission done, and together we could do it. Yes, we can get these bastards, and that doesn't even mean what your so-called satanic Webster's dictionary defines it as being. Caught in their own stupid traps, but not if they still wield all the power. Now, James, you go forth and do whatever you want to do, but you had best think very, very hard in the presence of God of lighted creation, for you are working with a grinning Satan about your neck and shoulders. Obviously, you do not have your faith in God as you so state. You are judging, accusing, and blindly striking out at something you don't even understand or know. How in the devil did you think God and hosts would get to your place? I further have the responsibility of keeping you searchers alive while we come to confrontation of the truth of this journey. If you represent the company of patriots, then I suggest you will never win this war lest everyone get killed dead. To change the system, especially the judicial corruption of the anti-god means you have to get inside the system to do so. They have it rigged. Correction. They have rigged it so that you cannot. Even if you won hands down in counting, they will not even allow the public to ever know of such. It is so bad that even if Perot wins by sweeping the nation, they still have covered the polls and the computers to show him as losing. They have managed to keep your names even off the airwaves of the television circuits. You want God to perform a miracle of some sort? No, you don't. You want him to respond as you think would be the best way, even if it is not. Don't come to me in your judgment of saying, if I be who you project I might be, sir, I think it would have been far wiser to be nicer to me. You are most fortunate that I am who I say I am, and I come in the service of Christ God. I have told ones to vote at all costs for you, right up until this past 10 days, when they put the final satellites into orbit which can blow away your nation, and will. They have to think again about it, about that, if change comes in demand from the public. If that be too selfish for your colors, Bo, then I suggest you go wither and rot in the trenches, where the ones who refuse to accept truth wallow in their anger that the world is not different on their terms. I am no more interested in you than I am in the least child in Somalia or East Los Angeles. Does that make me a Judas goat? I ask you in like words, quote, you would have those who supposedly care about, you would have those you supposedly care about follow an evil of lessers rather than stand firm for what is right regardless of the odds? Who decided it was a lesser or evil? Where, sir, did you come by all of your wondrous and untainted information? A godly being cannot be robotized, but he sure can be made to see the light, and you had best think about it. Come off the ivory throne and look at the battlefield and consider how better to take this hill. If you perceive that to act an intelligent challenge is your perception of trading birthright for anything else, Hatan, then I think you are not the leader for this challenge at any rate, and I am deeply sorry that I have asked a planet to support you. You have no right, much less duty, to decide what is best for your brother, for your perception is not necessarily best for him. It would seem to me that more sacrifices in the form of Vicky Weaver and Sam is asking too much from even a staunch warrior patriot. Why don't we just shoot everybody now and get it over with? Since you wrote this fax to Hatton, H-A-T-O-N, then I suggest it was not intended for Dharma, who serves to the very best of her ability? Or was it aimed at a crowd who gave up their own incomes to give you a rally and have worked for you day and night since? How dare you insult these people who have served you in truth and honor? Perhaps you should actually return to the imbeciles who tout stupid disinformation about what is happening here. They do not speak of God. They speak of things evil and satanic, and you have obviously fallen into the trap. You do, sir, that which you wish. I shall do everything in my power allowed to get change through wisdom into a possible position to make change. There are too many who will pay too dearly for supporting such as you to leave them unattended to the best of my command ability. But you had best be careful who you kiss off, because when ordered away, I go. And if in truth of demand and intent, goes with me the shield. I only ask that you strip away the hurt and anger and commune with God about this in intelligent light of action, which can give the plum. Nobody told you it would be easy, so what in the name of God are you squawking about? You are proving by this very letter back to me, in anger and hate, that you are not ready for the run, for you are flunking the testing. I repeat, what you do is your doing, but I intend to save just as many innocent blind lambs as I can, that we can win the war. This is but a tiny battle, but it gives odds too great for most to surmount into the hands of the adversary. Moreover, you have doubted me for long, and that disappoints you? Well, too bad. Do you walk out on God also? So be it. Dharma release at Chila, we do that which we can, and man makes his own choices. It is not your burden, and this one I gladly bear, for this is my son, and I shall allow him his tantrums, for he is made of the metal of the universe, and only tarnished by the pollution of the dimensional plane. If he be of the stuff that leads nations and armies of God, then he shall be tempered from the fire of the furnace. To stay in a hot kitchen, if soon you can escape to the revelry of the battle to lick the wounds, is easy. To stay the course as the kitchen heats is else. I have one last thing at this moment to say to Commander Grites. I am exactly who I say I am. I come with the Son, who is Christ at Sananda, one with God, and I am the father of that Son. Come that my people be reclaimed along with my creations. You, Son, had better be very, very sure of what you do, for you are not given all to see and know, and conclusions jumped to in anger and perceived resignation just might be incorrect.
Doesn't keep it from hurting, does it? I'm just a little bit indecisive as to what I will discuss next. I'm going to cover a little bit of what is going on that you can see unfolding that will give you your confirmations. I'm going to share with you that there will be a lot more unveiling of what's going on. I've told you that you're in the process of payoffs, blackmails, all of these things. My first, actually what brought Bo Grites into my own circle were some of the things that I was able to tell to him that he knew no one else knew, especially that day in that restaurant. But there's some interesting things from his own stories of the Golden Triangle that do come under question as to how and why they happened exactly like they did, and what he did in some instances to protect ones higher up. You see, there was one that was his own commander that he didn't want named. When he was in the presence of Khun Sa and had gone back into the Golden Triangle to make these recordings, and Khun Sa started giving off names. Armitage is a very, very high level orchestrator of the drug trade for the CIA and hence your United States. Gates was massively involved. And so you have a few names.